Holy letters from the Rebbe, and we're up to letter number 1280. This is in the volume 5. Baruch Hashem, the 7th day of Kislev, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, New York. The Rebbe is sending this to the Chabad community that is in Australia. And the Rebbe heads it mainly to the one who is organizing the yeshivas in Shepparton and Melbourne. Not sure where Shepparton is. Where is Shepparton? Never heard of that. And the Rebbe also Shalom Abracha. Hashem Alam Yichu Shalom Abracha. The Rebbe said, "It is with pleasantness that I received your letter, dated the 2nd day of Cheshvan, that has reached me with a little delay. I guess the post office didn't work as well then. From Australia, a letter could take can be delayed. And you notify me about the decision of the meeting that they had in Melbourne." As far as moving the yeshiva from Shepparton to Melbourne. In the meantime, I've also gotten the news that on the Yud Kislev, which is coming upon off, they will dedicate, make the Chanukah Sabayis in a good and successful time. So for this celebration of the dedication of the building of the yeshiva during the Day of Redemption of the Mittler Rebbe and Yud Kislev, I am sending you my blessing that the merits of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles, that it is under his name that is the flag of the yeshiva, that he should bring down the, extend and bring the flow of blessing and success in the work to raise a generation of upright, a generation who is who is dedicated to the Torah and mitzvahs, and that is penetrated with the spirit of Chassidus, the luminary of the Torah. And they should fulfill the purpose and the intent of the founder of the yeshiva to become illuminating lights to enlighten the whole surrounding. And Hashem should bless all the founders that help and those that support the yeshiva that have participated in the past and that will participate in the future, that their participation should bring them and to all that is to them blessing and success to illuminate their homes with physical and spiritual goodness. In order to remove any mistakes and in order so that it should be understood also to the participant, I have instructed, the Rebbe says, to send a telegram, the contents of my letter also in English. And the Rebbe says that the sign we can learn from it, Simona Milsa, the fact that your dedication of the building is on the 10th day of Kislev, the day that the Mittler Rebbe went out in freedom from his incarceration. So for sure, the leaders of our leaders from older generation will hover in their merits, that it will hover over them, that all does participate in those who support in this tremendous undertaking, this great undertaking. They should be blessed in all goods, physical and spiritually. As connecting it also to something about the day, I heard from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles, that there were two young men in the city of Liadi, at the time of the Alter Rebbe. They were going and they were speaking Chassidus amongst themselves, and when they returned, the Mittler Rebbe, who was the one who organized the young men over there that were sitting, the Avreich Mayeshvim, and Rabbi Aaron Mistrashele of the older Chassidim. This was the younger and the older Chassidim. These were the leaders. So there was the Mittler Rebbe was from the Vreichim that were sitting. The Rabbi Mistrashele was for the older Chassidim. He asked them, "What did you speak about?" And they said that they spoke about the Baal Shem Tov saying. The Baal Shem Tov said that even a leaf that dried out, which is rolling just on the outside, is by divine providence. It's with justice. It's with judgment and with justice for the specific time and the place that it has to roll. You think like indiscriminately. There's just a little leaf flying around in the, you know, you see thousands of leaves when you're cleaning up the leaves, especially during the foliage season. You have all the leaves, you know, coming down. But everyone, the place, the time, there is an exact accounting. After a few days, the Middle Rebbe told these Hasidim that he related all this to the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe said that it's not only, goes without saying, that the Divine Providence is on the leaf that is rolling, but also in the direction, the way, and the cause that it rolls. Whether it comes through a person that pushes it with his feet to the side, or it's by the wind, everything also. So he says, this should be comforting to you, the Rebbe says to them, that when you look on yourself, that maybe you're in such a distant place in Australia, I guess, you know, they're looking at it, you know, maybe they want to be a little closer. Today, you know, with the transportation and everything, you know, and it doesn't take so long either. I mean, it's a few more hours, but you get the world has become a much smaller place. But I guess in those days, it wasn't easy to get from Australia to the United States. So when you look at yourself, that you were sort of pushed away into a distant country. But based on the above, this is all by divine specific providence in all ways and all the details that in it. And since that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the essence of goodness, and the nature of somebody who is good is to do good, as explained in the Chassidus from the books of the Kabbalah as far as the creation goes. So there is certain, without any doubt, a doubt, that at the end you will see that this is also to the benefit from all those that participating and those are connected to it, with visible and revealed good, both physically and spiritually, with blessing. I mean, I can just imagine some of the Hasidim over there were not so happy being so far away from the happenings from, you know, the East Coast, from Israel, maybe from the United States. It was felt very distant. But the Rebbe says to them that eventually you'll actually be able to see, of course it's good for you now too, but you'll be able to see how it's benefiting. And you're looking now at the people of Australia, the Chabad people, they've done very well for themselves as far as financially and in all kai, spiritually, they've done very well for themselves. And they're not anymore so far away. So you see how the Rebbe's words actually came to fruition.